Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. God, I love that tune, man. Some great grunge music from the college days. Thank you for playing that, Brian. You can join us on the phones. If you like that tune, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, your buddy, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, trying to dismiss the actions of my buddy, Minocqua Super PAC, Minocqua Beer Company, Brewing Company Super PAC, Kirk Bankstead. Now, Kirk funded the action. There are actual plaintiffs, and they got real lawyers, and they're suing to try and keep Ron Johnson off the federal ballot.
And Rep. Scott Fitzgerald and Rep. Tom Tiffany.
Well, that is also true, but I am only really speaking at this second to the lawsuit against Ron Johnson. He's the one seeking the dismissal. But a group of voters suing to prevent Rojo and Scotty Fitz and Tom Tiffany, Toxic Tom, pardon me, from holding public office is fighting an effort by the congressman to dismiss the lawsuit. In March, a group of 10 voters filed a lawsuit against Fitzgerald, Johnson, and Tiffany for their role in the attempt to overturn the result of the 2020 presidential. Hell, didn't Fitzy get the false electors the room at the Wisconsin State Capitol?
He certainly did.
Johnson and Tiffany both voted against certifying the election results on January 6, 2021. They were both elected to Congress on the very same ballot that they voted to decertify.
Same ballot, same day, same election.
They had never, well, did Tiffany, I can't remember if Tiffany had snuck into that seat on an earlier special election, but they were basically both freshman congressmen. They'd only been on the job 3 days when they voted to decertify the election.
Well, you got to, you know, show that you're a team member, man. I mean, they're not going to let you come to the Coke-fueled orgies if you don't step up and do your duty as a insurrectionist bastard Republican.
Nobody wants Fitzy at the Coke-fueled orgies. Now, Johnson, who initially signaled his intent to do the same, backed off after the deadly attack on the Capitol, but has frequently shared baseless accusations of election fraud. And the lawsuit, aided by the funding of the liberal Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC, argues that under Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, the three Republicans can be barred from office because they took an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, but they engaged in an insurrection or rebellion against the U.S. Here is a quote, Dom. Unfortunately, defendants and their fellow Trump acolytes were not just telling lies about the election results and voting processes in Wisconsin and elsewhere, the lawsuit reads, while they were spreading their malicious falsehoods about a rigged election through regular and social media and at public appearances, Johnson, Tiffany, Fitzgerald, and Trump, and many others identified this complaint or still unknown to the public, and the plaintiffs were also engaged in a conspiracy whose illegal objective was to hijack the joint session. We've talked about this, Tom. Two coups. There was the mob coup, which was the cover, but there was an actual coup against the vice president and the democracy. That was the procedural coup, the Green Bay sweep,
But it's the same coup. It's not two coups. I mean, I understand what you're saying. But
it was two pincer movements.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is a conspiracy.
Yes.
I mean, literally, this was a planned, multifaceted, multi-level action to try and overturn the election, man.
The members of Congress seeking to have this lawsuit dismissed, they tell the court, first, this court lacks jurisdiction over the plaintiff's declaratory judgment action because they lack standing and because the U.S. Constitution grants Congress sole authority, to decide challenges to members' qualifications. Second, even if the court has jurisdiction, it does not. Plaintiff failed to state a claim upon which relief can be granted. Congress has removed the disabilities imposed by the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment Disqualification Clause, and plaintiffs identified no protected personal rights to vindicate under the Declaratory Judgment Act. Senator Johnson respectfully requests that the court dismiss the plaintiff's complaint with prejudice.
recruiting. Now, the voters...
Some say that Ron shows a little prejudice, but that's a different story.
The voters are fighting the motion to dismiss, arguing that being forced to debunk continued false allegations of election fraud has injured their right to advocate for their preferred policies. A quote, "A declaration from this court will redress plaintiffs' First Amendment injury, allowing them to focus their political activism on the policy issues that matter to them, rather than debunking the big lie and speaking out against those who continue to support it," an opposition motion states. "So long as the air remains clouded by a failure to resolve the constitutional questions that plaintiffs have raised, their rights are being impaired." Harry Redman reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner.
My rights are being impaired right now, Dom. I got to talk about the big lie. I got to talk about Gableman, this overstuffed sausage of contemptuous bastard that will not follow the directive of the court.
Law and order.
Now, think about that. Think about if it was liberals failing.
If he was a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, how would he react to that?
Dominic, he's a... perhaps credible, maybe not. Subpoenas under very questionable circumstances. He wants a judge to jail people for failing to respond to his subpoena to come testify at the liposuction clinic, not in public, not before the assembly, which if the subpoena has any credibility whatsoever, it only comes from the elections committee of the assembly under which it's extended. So anyways, man.
So, I mean, you remember the good old days when hypocrisy mattered?
I don't know how this bastard, and I mean Gableman, corrupted former Supreme Court justice.
Please clarify. There's so many.
Office of Special Counsel.
Not really.
Well, that's what he thinks he is. We, the taxpayers, are paying his salary, right? And this guy completely ignores the courts and law and order? I mean, I think there should be some prejudice extended towards this man. I think it's time for the courts to put down their heel on his toes.
Maybe it should take away his license to practice law.
Oh, disbar him? Ethically, this is a problem. You know who would decide? The Wisconsin Supreme Court, ironically, which he's no longer a part of. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You can be a part. Call us. 844-96-PARTY.
Well, they're doing far more than dismissing me.
Nobody likes you. Everybody hates you. You're gonna lose. This is a-